NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us now, as he does on Fridays, to explore the political dimensions of the president's new way forward in Iraq. Juan, hello again.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Thanks. Now, you know, the reaction to the president's speech was pretty strong. I think that was to be expected.
I don't think there's any surprise here, although the political temperature has clearly shifted, and I think that's the big news of this week. What we're seeing now is this almost as if the politicians on Capitol Hill feel that they are free to speak their mind and to challenge the president on Iraq.
It looks as though the president agrees with you. He's going on 60 Minutes this weekend, you know, to talk, obviously, about Iraq. And it looks as though he knows he needs to build support for this. And I wonder, can he really go forward with this troop surge idea if he doesn't manage to rally some support?
Well, of course he can. He's the commander-in-chief, and so he has the ability to order the troops there. He has the money in hand right now. He invites the critics to really come out of hiding. And you saw this yesterday on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was testifying, and the tone of the questioning was so aggressive. It was really a break with the normally decorous, cautious, respectful attitude that's shown among the members and to their guests, and in this case, to the Secretary of State. It wasn't there yesterday. You saw Barack Obama.
Or else what?
This plan is not going to work.
The question is not whether the plan is going to work or not. The question is, what are the consequences of the Iraqi government? I'm out of time, but I have to ask this question. Are there any circumstances that the president or you are willing to share in which we would say to the Iraqis, we are no longer maintaining American combat troops in Iraq?
The senator from Illinois saying enough. Chuck Hagel saying, you know, your information and your intelligence is at odds with the intelligence that I'm receiving, Madam Secretary. That kind of aggressive tone and questioning, it reminds people of the hearings that William Fulbright held during the Vietnam era, and it caused President Johnson no end of trouble because it basically stole away the media and with it public support for the war.
But Juan, let me play you one clip of tape. Now, this comes from a hearing today. There are more hearings today. There are going to be more next week. This is the Senate Armed Services Committee. Here's Senator John McCain, and he is questioning the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. Here he is.
I know that some of my colleagues disagree with a troop increase in Iraq, and I've heard the calls for a withdrawal to begin in 4 to 6 months. Those who advocate such a policy have a right, even an obligation, to join the debate on this issue. But I believe these individuals also have a responsibility to tell us what they believe are the consequences of withdrawal in Iraq.
That's Senator McCain, Juan. And, you know, that is a question that the Democrats and the opposition, which now includes Republicans, are going to have to answer.
Right. And so what you see is that there is a larger conversation going on, and this has politics as well as Middle East geopolitical consequences to it, Alex. In the political sense, McCain is running as a supporter of President Bush as he seeks the Republican nomination for 2008. He's making a play for the right wing of the party, and he's very aware that people like Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani, his likely competitors for that nomination, are also standing by the president. But in the larger geopolitical issue, what you see is McCain putting the pressure on the Democrats and saying, what's your plan? And the Democrats coming back. For example, I thought it was interesting that Senator Biden made it clear yesterday that he is not going to authorize the president to get into any conflict with Iran or with Syria without coming to the U.S. Senate, and said that there's the threat of a constitutional crisis if the president would pursue that course. And the Democrats, for the most part, saying, yeah, we might not have an exact plan, but we can tell you that the plan as it's been executed by the president has not brought us to any good place. And we've seen the loss of life, and we've seen the tremendous loss of American investment dollars in Iraq. And that is sufficient at this point in terms of the swing voter, the middle of the American electorate, which is why the president is out there selling on the war at the moment.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joining us today from NPR member station KPLU in Seattle. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.